Want to go out tonight? Me and some of the guys were thinking about going down to the laundry room, drinking some toilet wine, and beating up some of the new guys.
Or we could just stay in and drink toilet wine here.
We never go out anymore.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to Drink Tasting, a 40 Ounce Fridays podcast, where myself or Days or both of us end up reviewing games, music, shows, whatever we feel like reviewing at the time. This is session 3 of Drink Tasting. If you want to look at the other episodes of Drink Tasting, you can just scroll back through our catalog of uploads and you can find them. They are labeled Drink Tasting Sessions. We have 3 episodes before this one because we have Session 0 with Cowboy Bebop. We have the first session where I review Pokemon Legends Arceus, and we have the second session where I review Triangle Strategy. I've been pre-gaming IPAs before this, and I got the wine to go through, so get ready for some stuttering. But this time around, we are going to be reviewing an album. This is our first music one. We are going to be reviewing Logic's newest album, Vinyl Days. Yes, the 30-track monstrosity. And I say that in the best way possible. That is Vinyl Days I will be reviewing. And at first I was thinking maybe I'll do a track-by-track thing. But I kind of don't want to do that. I kind of want to stick with our normal grading scale. I will be going over tracks that I like the most. If you haven't heard the album yet, I say give it a chance. One thing I'll point out about it is it is 30 tracks. Yes. A lot of those tracks are actually skits, though. So I think you're actually only dealing with about 20 songs, maybe. And even then, like, with the skits, I think the album's, like, only about an hour or so like that. Which, like, oh man, an hour. But 30 tracks for an hour-long thing total, that's actually not a lot of time. So it is pretty easy to get through and listen to, and it's a good album. So I was like, I'll review it here. Did I like it better than No Pressure? Do I think it is like Logic's sign of coming back into form after things, a couple of, you know, less praised albums in his catalog came out and then led up to No Pressure? I think No Pressure is a great album, by the way. If Logic stayed retired and that was his last album, I think he would have ended his career on a high note. But I'll be talking about that, and we'll be going through the review. So without further ado, let's get to it. So in case you haven't heard, yes, in fact, you heard correctly now. Logic, the biracial king, Bobby Tarantino. You guys already know who it is. Young Sinatra, he has returned. Come out of retirement. He actually came out of retirement a little while before that. I think he released Bobby Tarantino 3. But that mixtape, I believe, wasn't like everyone was kind of like on it. They were kind of waiting for an album, and this was the album. It was released June 17th. It's barely July 6th. I was about to say July. June 17th. So it came out a few weeks ago. By the time this comes out, it'll have been almost a month since it came out. Bear with me. We do these episodes every other week. There's other things I like to review and do. But we get to it. And I knew I wanted to review this when the moment I heard the album was 30 tracks. Whoa, okay. But again, like I said before, it is not that long of a listen, and even then, it's not painful to listen through. You'll have a fun time listening to it throughout. And I think there's something to enjoy and take away out of the whole project, regardless of if you overall dislike it or like it or love it, whatever you feel like. And again, this is just my opinion, so don't take my opinion as the word of God. I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't. I'm not like super big time, but don't take any reviewer's opinion as like law. Like Fantano says, it's his opinion. If you have a different opinion, that's perfectly okay. If you disagree with him, that's perfectly okay. That's what I mean by that. This is just for fun. That shit was loud, bro. And I have my window closed. I don't think this one will be super long. I always say that about all of these, but I honestly, all the drink tasting sessions aren't super long. Wine is good. So we're going to do the usual format. We'll break down the four categories I like to do for each one. And I'll start off with my least favorite with its score and work my way up to my favorite in its score. And then at the end, we'll give you the total and my overall rating and why I think it deserved that overall rating. So we technically haven't done it for like shows either, because session zero was more of like discussing why I think the live action Cowboy Bebop folded. So we'll get to a show sooner or later, but we've mainly done it for games. So here's the scale for music. We have the four categories: production. So when I say production, I mean the music, the mixing and mastering, and the variety. You know, that sums it up. The variety of beats. Voice. So vocals, whether it be like rapping or singing. Like, how was the vocals? How do they sound? Are they heard clearly? You know, delivery of them. Does it sound goofy? Does it sound clean? Does it sound like... How is this influencing the track overall? And, of course, the mixing and mastering, which is the overall sound of it in general for the... You could put that with anything in the music category, but, like, you know, vocals are a big, important part, so you want to be able to hear them and hear them clearly, or hear them as they're intended to be heard. Lyrics. So the writing, the consistency of the writing, and the themes of said lyrics. This means I'm not going to say, oh, you just made a 12-track album of club bangers. I don't really care. These are low-rated. No. When I say consistency and theme of these lyrics, if that is your theme, are you keeping it consistent? Is the theme well expressed? Are the lyrics creative? You can make 12 club bangers and have some creative bars. You could do that with pretty much anything. That's what I mean by that. Same will go for song lyrics when we review stuff that's not rap music. And of course, engagement. The pacing of the album, the length of the album, and the replayability of the album. So those are our scores, our categories for our scores. Each one has a maximum of 10 ounces you can receive, which means you could possibly receive 40 ounces max. But if you go above and beyond what I feel like is the 10 ounce ratings or anything like that, let's say you get a 40 ounce and I feel like I just want to put you above that 40 ounce, I can give you a couple extra ounces and rate you a little higher. So anything above 40 ounces is an E40. That's what we rank it as, a S plus. So you'll see when we get there what the rating for this one is. But let's get to the category. So we have a tie for the bottom two category rankings. So I'll just go over one that's kind of like the earliest thing off our list of categories and then do the other one. So ranking at a tie for third place on our category rankings, I have production. Now, when you hear me say that the production is probably one of the weaker things on the album, don't take that in a bad way. Don't take it in a negative light. I still think the production on this album was pretty solid. It was strong. Logic has a lot of like producers he's used before on these tracks. And he's also produced a lot of the beats himself on these tracks, which I think is really cool. And it's neat that he's put more of his own personal twist and flavor into these tracks. But overall, it's good, it's serviceable. Some beats do hit harder than others, and I didn't dislike any of the beats, but none of them really like blew me away. If I had to say any of them that were like really, really good to me, that are like standouts for me personally on this album, Black White Boy's production's pretty good. I think Therapy Music has a pretty good production. I like the way I Guess I Love It like feels and vibes. I wouldn't say it's like a high, hard hitting, like high up there track for me, but it's good. It's good, I think. I like the intro. Danger sounds pretty nice. It's nothing mind blowing. Again, like I said, nothing super mind blowing off of this in terms of production, but I think the production is solid. But I've heard better production on Logic albums. I think Logic's had better sounding beats on albums that weren't even like as well perceived because of like the other content on it being his lyrics and his delivery and whatnot and the overall themes. I think the beats hit a lot harder on certain other tracks. Like with Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, that album's not super popular at all, but I think it's had a lot more like memorable production. Like Icy it sounds amazing. Like in terms of like the beat and the production, I really like the way Icy sounds. So, you know, it's shit like that. It's a very middle ground kind of ranking for me. So I ranked it as a 7 out of 10. And I feel like that's as high as I can give it. And I feel like that's me being very, like, maxi. Like, you know, winking off the production. Not to say it's bad. I feel like I would have given it a 6.5 or a 6, though. Which is still above average for me. Because, like I said, it's out of 10 ounces. But the reason why I gave it that 7 is because of tracks like Therapy Music, the cool sounding vibe of I Think I Love It, Black White Boys Beat, you know, stuff like that. That helps give it a little extra push to be a little higher. And that's kind of all I have to say about the production. Like I said again, credit to Logic for doing a lot of the production on this album too. I think that was really impressive that he did that. And also a lot of the production was done by Six. So that's why I'm like, it's good. It's serviceable. I expected the production to be pretty decent, or at least pretty decent. But, you know, sometimes you want a little more from Logic. I think Under Pressure also had better production overall, too. So when I think of, like, Logic albums, I think of the beats and the production of them at least being a little better than this. But again, this is 30 tracks minus the skits, 20 tracks. That's still, like, a lot of beats that went into this. So shout out for him for the effort and doing his thing. I still enjoyed them, but I don't really have anything to discuss further on this topic. This might be a short review for a long album. I don't know. Maybe when we get to other categories, it'll be longer, but that's all I have to say about production. Okay, so tied with that, also at a 7, tied for the third place spot, I have the category of lyrics. Now, again, this category is not bad by any means for Logic at all on this album. It's just, again, nothing that really blew me away. Again, a few tracks did stick with me in terms of lyricism. A reoccurring track that you'll hear me talk about throughout this review is Therapy Music. I think I can already say hands down, Therapy Music is my favorite track on the entire album. And it features Russ, and I'm not a Russ fan, and even Russ kind of did his thing on that. I was like, Russ? But, you know, it still hit for me, and it still felt very personal and very, very deep. You know, Tetris is cool, but the lyrics are very just, you know, straight up just, I'm rapping. Vinyl Days is cool. The title track for the album, Vinyl Days, is cool. It has some cool rhymes. There's some cool rhymes on this album. Don't get me wrong. Lots of, you know, he's rapping. There's not a lot of repeat flows, not a lot of repeat bars. He doesn't do his spit it like a Beretta, like my name is Loretta, Beretta, Beretta, Beretta. He doesn't do a lot of that, which he did on a lot of, like, previous projects that people weren't, like, very pleased with. All that fucking consonants. people's projects previous. But, yeah, it's very, like, he's rapping, but he's not, like, hitting me like, oh, fuck, oh, my God. It's not making me stop and be like, God damn, you know? And albums can make you do that, and it's just like, woo. Like I really liked J. Cole's album last year. What was it? The Off Season. I don't know why, like, I wanted to say The Fall Off. That's not the album that's out yet. That one's coming up. But the Off Season, there are some bars on the Off Season that had me going like, woo, shit, you know? Even on Kendrick's new album, which isn't an album about, like, rapping heavy bars kind of thing. It's more of, like, a personal, like, a concept album project that's very deep and relatable to himself. But he even had some lines on there that had me going, oof, goodness, like, you know? And Logic just didn't have that for me. Which isn't a bad thing. Like, he doesn't have to have like, stank face bars for me to consider the album good. Because I think the album's overall vibe is really nice. And we'll get to that when we get to the other two categories as to why I think that is. So, that kind of more carries it. Like, the overall energy of the album sort of carries it more so than the actual, like, lyricism and the skill of it. And I know Logic can do better than this. I've heard him hit harder than this with heavier bars than this. So I know he can do better. But, again, this is a long ass... This is a lot of tracks for an album. I was going to say a long-ass album, but it's not very long. But this is a lot of tracks for an album. So the fact that he was able to consistently write all these tracks... And none of these tracks bored me, by the way. There's not, like... I wouldn't say there's a skip for me on this album. The only thing I'd say I'd skip are the skits. Like, if I ever want to listen to this album again... I've listened to it, like, 3-4 times now. If I want to listen to the album again, I'm probably just going to do it without the skits. Just because they're fun. They're fun and cute to listen to. But I just want to listen to the track straight out. I just want to listen to the music. So, it'll probably be even better for me then to listen to. So, it's engaging. There's no skips. There's no lines that have me going like, Logic. The only time I think I even got close to that is like some of the crypto bar lines. The crypto lines he uses. Because crypto is not doing so hot right now. Maybe Logic's doing good with crypto right now. Maybe that's what it is, and that's why he can still say it. Talk about it like he's talking about it. But I don't know, bro. I don't know about all that. But other than that, there wasn't anything that just had me like facepalming. And Logic's done that to me and, you know, many others. There are some cool features on here. Now, if you want to hear me talk about someone or people who has some bars, who brought, like, true fire to this album that aren't Logic, which is no offense to Logic, again, I think Logic did a great job. I think the songs are good. I think the lyrics are cool. They're smooth. They flow really well. Logic's flow was pretty on point. I enjoyed it. You know what? Actually, before I get to, like, some of the features, one thing I want to say is... Black White Boy, I think he did bring some good bars to Black White Boy, now that I think about it. He had some pretty good lyrics on there, honestly. And it meant a lot to him. Like, you could tell it was very personal, like, in the impact of it. Like, you gotta listen to the song. I think he was actually going in on that one. He spit pretty hard. I'll give him that one. He has some good lines on Therapy Music, too. He did have some bars. But, like, overall, it's very, like, boom-bappy, like, I'm just gonna spit some rhymes. And it's gonna be cool as fuck. And I'm gonna spit them over some cool, smooth beats. And it's just gonna be a good time. And that's perfectly okay. I like it. It fits the... See, we're gonna get to those categories, but it fits the theme for Vinyl Days. So, I like that. So, good on him. Good on him for that. So was it consistent, though? Yes, it was very consistent, and it fit the theme. So that's why it still gets the 7. Like, that's why it still gets the 7 overall, because the consistency of how the songs are structured and how the lyrics are structured, and the overall theme of Vinyl Days is very strong throughout the whole project. The project feels like, yeah, this is a lot of songs. Maybe some of these weren't really meant to be on here, so they're going to feel off. None of them fell off. It felt like this project was made to be one project. But getting to the features that I thought killed it, Russ did a pretty good job. I was surprised by that. I'll give Russ his props. Wiz Khalifa on Breath Control had a pretty solid verse. There's a song called Nardwar, which features some Nardwar. So that's kind of cool. But it's featuring an artist named Dr. Destruction, which is Logic's like kind of like evil alter ego. He did a whole album as Dr. Destruction. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty fun. That was a pretty fun feature, too. It was pretty interesting. I'm curious to hear more from that. I think he's doing another Dr. Destruction album. I think he hinted at it on that track. But the two big ones... Oh, and in the game. The game on I Think I Love It did a good job, too. I think those... But the two big ones... Fuck, I keep forgetting people. There's a song called Introducing Nezzy, and it's featuring an artist named Nezzy. And it's a cool track because Logic is pretty much rapping about, like, using, like, all the influence and all of, like, what he's gained to help lift up other artists that are up and coming. And he introduces this rapper named Nezzy. And she did her thing. She had some interesting delivery and some interesting bars. Her verse was very engaging. It felt very unique. It was very standout. So I'm looking forward to hearing more of Nezzy. I should actually look her up. And you guys should too. So, okay. That's it. Getting to the people who I think fucking killed it. All the features did a good job. But those were some really good standout ones. But these two specifically, and they're back to back. So you got track 21, 10 years, featuring Royce da 5'9", and track 22, Porta 1, featuring RZA. These niggas fucking did not need to go as hard as they did. Yet they did. And it's so oh my god, these men. First of all, the RZA is a legend in the game. Wu-Tang is a legend in the game in general. So it was cool. And they sampled Bring the Ruckus in that track. So that just added some extra flavor to the song overall. It was really, really cool. But I think Royce's verse is just so fucking wild, bro. The way he delivered his flows and the way he planned it out is it's disgusting. It's how do you even compete with this man? Oh my god, I wish this ambulance would pass by so I can read some of this. I ain't a hoodlum, they ain't arrest or murder me yet. Why ain't I Muslim? JLEC ain't converted me yet. The chain immaculate, the plaque glistened, the same as the jewelry. The pain is practice, just sit back. The pain is practice, just sit back, cause this shit come with the groupie. The stainless Mac tip clip, the stainless Mac 10 clip attached fit the frame of the Uzi. Just can't imagine it in the act of the shit to drain this jacuzzi. This ain't no acting, reenact the scripts, this ain't a real movie. This ain't no rapper switching to activist. This Dangerfield new. Hold up diamonds, got me seasick. Pursuing dreams, trying to stop the street shit. Exhuming kings. Imagine drinking 3/5 of a human being, cause a human being being deemed 3/5 of a human being. Nigga! nigga! I hate this shit. I'm so mad. Cause when you have bars that really hit, I don't care how into rapping you are, if you're a rapper, I don't care if you're just very amateur, very starting out, you don't really rap anymore. If you've ever wrote rap lyrics to even any degree of experience, to make even a song, you get mad when you hear bars like that because you're like, fuck man, I wish I could write some shit like that. It's fucking wild. And see, that's the shit that gets me hyped. That's the shit that makes me go, oh my god, let me play that shit back. Imagine drinking 3/5 to a human being, because a human being deemed me 3/5 of a human being. Nigga! Oh my god. Royce just... How much killing dope and dough I done mentioned. Bros, I've convinced to go out on lynchings. Even Sister Camilla, Joe Biden's henchman. Either niggas T'Challa or Josiah Henson. Slugs to whoever the fuck that loves you. This could get uglier than a Funk Flex love booth. Always cop and fly shit Adidas Reeboks. On all they top 5 lists, just probably not B-dots. Nigga! I don't know if you guys understand. I don't know if you guys understand how fucking fire that verse is. But if you know, you know. That's all. I'll leave it at that. I had to read that verse. If you know, you know. And I ain't giving any justice. I'm slurring. I'm drunk. I'm misreading shit. Listen to that track. Just for the sole purpose of Royce's verse. And don't get me wrong, Logic had a good verse too. But Royce stole the show in that track. And it's holy fuck. Royce, every time when I hear Royce da 5'9", I'm reminded why he's always talked about as one of the greats in the deeper rap scene when people are really talking rap music. You get reminded why Royce is talked about, boy. On a father figure? Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Okay, but yeah. But Logic didn't have anything on here that made me do that. Again, not a bad thing because the overall vibe of the album still fits. It's very strong. It's very tight. It's very consistent. I just have to shout them niggas out. I had to give them their flowers. I had to give them their love. I had to give them their praise. So shout out to RZA. Shout out to Royce the 5'9 for that atrocious verse. I hate you, nigga, because I will never be able to write some shit like that, nor execute some shit like that ever. That is true skill. That is true skill. So coming in at second place for the category rankings, I have, with an 8 out of 10, Engagement. Now, why do I have Engagement as the 8 out of 10, the second place one? Kyle, or Hiccup, if you guys listen to the podcast on a regular basis, you know I thank you to the few people who do, by the way. Shout out to y'all. Your numbers are few, but you are seen. You are loved. Thank you. But if you know me, if you listen to the podcast, you know I don't really like long ass albums. I think unless your album is like some sort of concept album, your album shouldn't really be more than like 12 tracks. Once you start hitting 13, 14, 15, you kind of pushing it, and anything past that, I'm like, nigga, this shit is too long. Alright, Certified Lover Boy, boy, that album is too fucking long. Donda, at least Donda had a whole theme to it in a way, but that album's like 2 fucking hours. Jesus, can we please not do that? Can we not do stuff like that? Thank you. But so when I heard Logic's album was gonna be 30 tracks, when I heard Vinyl Days was gonna be 30 tracks, I was like, oh bro, Logic, please, I want you to succeed. Don't make me have to shit on you for this long ass fucking album. There have been exceptions to the rules with album length. For me, again, like I said, a lot of those times are usually like concepts, like Kendrick's album, for example. Why am I forgetting the name? Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Boy, this drunk brain hitting. Let me take a little more sip of this wine. But Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, it's a longer album, has a lot of tracks, but it has an overall theme and concept to it, which is why I'm like, it gets the pass, because it's expressing this message directly through the music. Whereas shit like Certified Lover Boy didn't get the pass for me because I was like, yo, this shit is too long, Drake, you need to relax. Side note, Honestly Nevermind isn't a great album, but I think it's better than Certified Lover Boy, and y'all can fight me. Or don't. I don't give a fuck. Y'all niggas can't fight me. Fuck y'all. Back to the topic at hand, though. This album's long. Even without the skits, it's still like 20-something songs, I believe, at least 20 songs. But even then, like I said, it's not that long to listen through all the way, even if you listen through all 30 tracks. Some of these, a lot of the skits are short. They're like no more than like a minute. Some of the tracks are only like 2.5 minutes. The longest track on the album, I think, is almost 10 minutes, but it's the last track on the album. So it's not like you're getting this long-ass track at the end of the fucking album, or this long ass track in the middle of the album, and then you still have more after that. It's the closing track, so I'm willing to be like, okay. And there's a lot of talking involved in it, a lot of commentary. It's more than just a song, so it's like, that's fine, that's perfectly fine. The overall tracks in between, though, none of them are super long, none of them overstay their welcome. They all feel fun. So the pacing of the album isn't hindered by the length. It is kind of intimidating, and but once you've listened to it, once you understand what I'm talking about. So pacing stays very strong and consistent, even with the skits. It's a very consistent pacing of the album. The skits are cute. They're like little voice recordings from famous people. Like you have things like J.J. Abrams leaving a voice recording, Michael Rapaport leaving a voice recording, even Fantano leaving a voice recording. And they're all like these different kind of things. Some of them are funny. Some of them are just like, you know, they're meant to be aggressive as a joke. Some of them are just playing games. Some of them are serious. Some of them can be a little serious. It's cool to hear. And it flows well between the track listings. So the pacing doesn't hinder you. You're not like roadblocked at any point, I feel like. You're not like, oh god, what the fuck? The whole flow of the album's messed up now. Like, you're not thrown off by anything, I would say. The length, like, again, even with all 30 tracks, this album is, like, probably, like, an hour, maybe a little more? I don't think it's that long. Let me, real quick. Vinyl Days... Yeah, it's 71 minutes. So that's like an hour and 11 minutes. It's almost an hour and 12 minutes. That's not that long. Just like, at all, for a 30-track album, that's nothing. I've listened to albums with less tracks that have been longer than that, or just about the same length. So it's just like, surprisingly, the length isn't very hindering, which is why I give it an 8. The reason why it stays as an 8 and doesn't go any higher is the replayability factor. And the only reason I'd say that is because of the skits. Again, the skits are not bad by any means. They're fun, they're enjoyable, they're cute. But when you want to listen to the album, you just want to hear the tracks for the sake of hearing the tracks. You don't really feel like hearing the skits. You just want to hear songs. If you just want to turn your brain off, or you're working on a task, you're grinding on a video game, whatever you're doing, you just want to have some music in the background. You don't want to hear the skits. You just want to hear the songs. So of course you could skip them. You could make a separate playlist of Logic's album and just take the skits out. But that's something you have to do. The album itself contains the skits, so we're reviewing the album with the skits. It's a part of it. And that's the only thing I'd say that kind of hinders replayability, because I'm sure people aren't going to want to hear these skits every time they hear this album. That is for the people who like to re-listen to albums. I know a lot of people will listen to an album maybe like once or twice, three times most, at most, pick all their favorite tracks they like off of it, so maybe like a handful of tracks, and then never really listen to the whole album ever again. I'm not that kind of person. I really like listening to albums all together. I also like listening to individual songs. I have playlists that are just individual songs, and sometimes I want to hear different albums, so I'll listen to this album, then I'll listen to this other artist's album, or I'll want to listen to a whole artist's discography one night just because I haven't listened to any of their music in so long, and I kind of have like that craving for it. So for people like that, if you're similar to me, yeah, you're probably not going to want the skits in it, so I would suggest either skipping them, or if you want to be very hands-free about it, just make a separate playlist without the skits. I still feel like you have a great listening experience. You're not losing a lot when you take the skits out. Like I said, they do fit the overall theme and vibe, and it doesn't hurt the pacing, nor does it really hurt the length. You're going to take off a couple minutes taking the skits off. You'll probably take about 10 minutes off, which means like the album will be like an hour instead of an hour and 12 minutes. But even then, it's just like, I know people are going to want to do that because I know people just want to hear the music. And there's also a lot of people who aren't really into skits. It's not something, they see it as like a old thing or a thing of the past on albums. But I like them. I think they were fun and well executed. But yes, on replay listens, you'll probably want to take them out, which is why this does not get a score any higher than an 8. I still think it was great though. I enjoyed this album a lot. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would have, which is crazy. I don't know why. I didn't think it was going to be bad, but I didn't think it was going to be like as good as it was. You know what I mean? I thought it was going to be like very, very in the middle okay. Especially when I heard that 30 track list shit, I was like, oh lord. But it exceeded my expectations, so I'm glad it did. I'm glad it did. So, you already know what the deal is. Ranking highest with a score of 8.5, I ranked Voice. Why did I rank Voice as number one? Seems like a weird category to rank as number one. Hear me out on this. When you had a project like, let's go back to the last, like, very, like, mid-project Logic dropped, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. When you have something like that, you can kind of hear the lack of effort on most of the tracks. Like, some of them, you could hear, like, yeah, he was doing it, but a lot of them, you couldn't feel that. And No Pressure, you heard a lot more energy and soul put into his voice, because he was really feeling the impact of what that album was supposed to be. It was supposed to be his last album. You know, he was retiring. So you felt that energy off of it, which I think overall, like, made No Pressure feel a lot better and a lot stronger, especially as a send-off. And so when I think about voice, I think about, you know, of course, the vocals. And I think Logic has a very good voice, a very good flow. So, you know, going with the delivery, Logic always has very good flows. And the mixing and mastering is great too. But one thing I want to highlight about this album, I feel like Logic really wanted to do this album. And I've heard a lot of other people reviewing the album that liked the album say the same thing. Like, you could tell that he was happy making this. You could tell that he didn't feel like he was just having to force something out, or he was just throwing something together to throw it together. He actually made a project he wanted to make. And I keep saying this over and over again, that 30, when we heard that this was 30 tracks, not a lot of people were excited about the idea of that many tracks, because it just sounded like he was throwing a bunch of shit onto a project and releasing it. But he put a lot of energy into it. And you can feel the energy. You can feel the love that he put into it, the excitement that he had. You can hear it on these tracks. You can hear him, like, being really hyped to, like, do stuff like this. And I don't think we've really heard that from him in a while, heard that level of energy and enthusiasm that he's had. And I think that's why a lot of people really enjoyed Logic early on in his career. The fact that he came from really shitty circumstances, but he was able to put all that energy into the music, and you could feel that energy. You could feel it being brought to you via the music that you couldn't feel from stuff like the album Everybody or Confessions of a Dangerous Mind and stuff like that. So the fact that you were able to do it on here just shows that that retirement might have been good for him, that short little retirement. He was retired for like a year, I want to say. He had time to think, clear his head, be with his family, you know, be with his loved ones, be loved, love others, and feel loved by the people closest to him. And kind of maybe like take a step away from music and kind of enough so that he could miss it, you know? And so when he came back to it, you could feel like, ah, yeah, I'm ready to do it. Let's do it. You know, when you take a break and take a step away from something you really like because you're kind of feeling burnout from it, when you come back to it, you have that same jolt as when you first started doing it. You feel like that, oh my God, yes, I love this. I love doing this. I can attest to that with many things. Like with writing, some days I want to take a few days off and not write anything. Like recently this week, various things have been happening with people's health in the house. Nothing COVID related. Some friends that don't live in the house ended up with COVID, and fiance ended up with COVID. So I haven't seen her in like a week. Miss her dearly. But luckily no one in the house did, which is wild to me. We all tested negative. And my roommates, they have like colds, but they were like negative. So we've been like, holy shit, bro. Thank God, first off. But I still was feeling a little under the weather. I probably caught a bit of their cold. So I kind of just took a week off from writing because I was getting headaches. I think I was also stressed from work. I needed to lay down, relax. I watched some stuff, you know, I played some games. I've been playing the Xenoblade Chronicles games. Just enjoyed free time and slept. Got some sleep in, gotten some actual hours of sleep in, like bare minimum 6, but I'll be getting like 7-8 hours. So it's been nice. I feel good. And so when I do start writing again, which I'll probably be doing tomorrow, as of this recording, tomorrow I will, I'll feel energized to do it again. And sometimes you just need a few days off. You need to breathe. Maybe you need more than a few days. Maybe you need like a week. Maybe you need a few weeks. Maybe you need a month, a year. I don't know. But you're going to experience burnout in things you like from time to time. And when you get to that, don't force it, because it makes the product that you bring out messier. Then you're not going to be pleased with it, because you know other people aren't going to be pleased with it, and it just makes an overall mess. And so what I'm getting at is, personally, I can relate to that feeling of like, I need to take a break. Not to that, well, yes, to that extent. I've done that before in the past, like 2020 and 2021. I feel like a lot of us had that experience. But I get why it sounds so much better after, you know, knowing what he was going through with his mental health, and those comments that he saw online really affected him, and he really took it to heart, and he needed like thicker skin, but also he just needed to step away and think for himself and, like, you know, enjoy himself before he came back to music and doing what he loved, because now he's made an overall better product. And all of that, it's crazy to say, but all of that you can hear in his voice. You can hear it in his vocals. And sometimes that's all it takes to really, like, boost a project forward. Because, like I said, even though the lyrics weren't, like, super deep, or super, like, well-made, like, there weren't super heavy bars, it was consistent, and it was to the point of the theme. His voice expressed that along with the theme. It flowed well in the production. It made the whole project enjoyable and very easy to digest and get through. It makes you want to listen to tracks again, and not only that, it makes you want to listen to the entire album again. And so I'm glad he's in a better mindset, in a better space in terms of his mental health, because now he's able to make music again, and also make music that he seems to really enjoy, and thus his fans are going to really enjoy, and people that don't really like him might really enjoy as well. So I think that's cool. I think that's good for him. Good job, Bobby. Good job, Biracial King. get your bag, but also be happy. Also, you know, he was super excited. This was his last album with Def Jam. He's had problems with the label over the years, especially it's been more recent nowadays. But he's officially independent artist after this album. This was his last album with Def Jam. He wasn't going out saying, like, you know, fuck Def Jam, fuck everybody in Def Jam, they ain't shit. He thanked and shouted out in the last track, Sayonara. He thanked and shouted out personally, like, all the people, like, a lot of the people, you know, most of them or all of them that he really liked Def Jam and who really thought were doing a good job. And he was mainly giving the F you to, like, the suits, kind of like the business people and their bullshit. And that's the reason why. But, like, to, like, the people that he named, he seemed to have a really deep connection with, or a good enough connection to know that they were good people and they meant well for him and others who are in that company. So it was cool that he was able to separate those people from, like, this corporation that he had disagreements with. And so it was kind of like, I kind of feel like this album is the reaction it's getting an overall very positive reaction by people out there listening to it. And I feel like the reaction this is getting is the reaction he wanted when he dropped Everybody. And I feel like Everybody is when people started to feel like kind of like that decline and like creative energy Logic would bring to the table. That was the start of it. You know what I mean? That might have not been the start of it, but that kind of felt like the big mainstream public start of it. And I feel like the way this album's been received is how he wanted everyone to be received. Like, people like this album. It's fun, it's good, very positive energy, but he didn't have to, like, kind of force that positive energy, you know? Everybody kind of felt like an album that forced, like, all that positive, like, oh yeah, peace, love, and positivity. Which, you know, people, like, there's nothing wrong with wanting peace, love, and positivity, love and light, all that bullshit. But there's an aspect that I think people can all agree upon, like, that forced kind of, like, positivity, like, that over-excitement of positivity that just feels fake, you know? Like, I'm so nice, I'm so happy. Like, we know a lot of people that seem, like, to act like the good guys or, like, the good people, like, oh, I'm the nicest person you ever met, oh, I'm so good, oh, I treat you... Like, we know, we have, like, this perception because we've experienced it with several people, that people that act like that are usually the biggest pieces of shit. Not to say that Logic is, but I feel like a lot of people were rubbed the wrong way from that whole, like, album rollout and campaign because of that energy. So with this one, it feels way more natural because it was naturally coming from him. So now he's receiving more of that positive energy back because... It just feels nice. And I'm happy for him. I wanted to say I'm proud of him too. I am. Like, I feel like overall, this is going to be the start of a new chapter for Logic. I feel like No Pressure kind of ended that streak of like that streak everybody started. Because No Pressure was like supposed to be that retirement album, so that phase of Logic was kind of gone. And No Pressure was a good album too. So he went off that phase on a good note, and now he's come back to a new phase on a good note. So I think that's cool, and I'm looking forward to it. He hinted at the next project a couple of times throughout this album. The next project, I think, is going to be called College Park. So look forward to that. Look forward to it. I'm excited for it, and I'm excited to see what comes of it. But this new step in Logic's career, I wish him nothing but the best. I always do, regardless. You know, I don't want anyone to fail. I don't want anything to fail. So, you know, hope for the best. So 8.5, good shit, Logic. So as we close out, that totals Logic's vinyl days with a score of 30.5. So what is a 30.5 on the 40-ounce grading scale? We don't really have like a ranking for the 0.5 ones, but I want to say, okay, it'll be like this. So 26 to 30 ounces, that score is a B. It's a let me have another. So 31 ounces is what starts the A, like, you know, the A minus, cracking a cold one with the boys. I don't want to put it in an A category, but I will give it a B plus. It's still in Let Me Have Another, but it's a B plus instead of a B. I think that's what we'll do with that 30.5. This is a good album. It's not gonna be album of the year for me. I don't think it'll be album of the year in general, you know? It's not gonna be like the best rap album this year. I don't think so. I think Denzel brought out a stronger project. I think Kendrick brought out a stronger project. We still have Joey Badass's album coming out July 22nd. Chance, I think, hopefully is releasing a new project this year. I don't know. We got Black Thought and Danger Mouse releasing Cheat Codes. Ooh, excuse me. And what was I going to say? I actually listened to Florence and the Machine's newest. I know that sounds crazy. I listen to music of all genres, okay? You already know me. But I normally talk about a lot of rap music on here, which is funny on the podcast in general. But I actually listened to the album because I was like, oh shit, they dropped an album. You know what? I'll listen to it. And I liked it. I liked it a lot. But yeah, like this one, is it going to be in my top 10? It could possibly be in my top 10. We gotta see, you know, what else comes out this year. But this one's strong. This one's good. A B plus, I think, is a good score, especially for Logic's like comeback. You know, what would I have rated No Pressure? That one would have gotten an A minus. That one would have gotten a solid 31 ounces out of me. I think that one would have been up there. It's not his best work, but it's really good. You know, so but this one is a good strong return to form and a good strong like return for Logic. So I'm looking forward to College Park, and I'm also looking forward to the Dr. Destruction album, the newer one that he'll bring out whenever, his alter ego. I'm excited for his career, bro. Let's hope he keeps up with this consistency and this energy, which I think he can because he'll be independent, so he won't have to deal with the label bullshit. So he's just gonna be making what he feels like making. And you know what? That is good for him. And I wish him nothing but the best. Favorite tracks on the album before we close out. I've said it enough. My favorite track on the entire album has to be Therapy Music featuring Russ. 10 Years, great track. Royce fucking killed it. Porter 1, great. Introducing Nezzy, really good. Vinyl Days, the title track, love that one too. I Guess I Love It featuring The Game, that's a strong one. Black White Boy is good. It's nasty, it's raw, you know. There's some fun ones. Tetris is a cool one. Decades is a cool one. A lot of those singles. Breath Control is fun with Wiz Khalifa. He delivered a pretty good verse. there's a lot to like about this album. It's a fun time. It's an enjoyable time. It's something, you know what, this album, Vinyl Days is a very good album to play in the background of like a party or just a kickback or hanging with your friends, which isn't a bad thing. You want music like that that you can have on and not have to be like, oh shit, let me turn this off, it's gonna kill the vibe. It's a very good, strong, like positive, chill vibe kind of music, trying to kick back and enjoy yourself kind of thing. And you could like bob your head to it and be like, oh shit, hold on, let me listen to this really quick before we keep talking. Like it's that kind of album. And I like it a lot, and I'm glad he's getting an overall positive reception of it. But with that, I'm gonna close out session 3 of Drink Tasting. I think this is the shortest one we've done. It's gonna be like less than an hour, but ain't nothing wrong with that. What will be the next thing we do? I don't know if it'll be a review. I don't know if I'll do a review of Xenoblade Chronicles next. I might want to review like the Xenoblade Chronicles series as a whole once I'm finished with them, and then Xenoblade 3 comes out July 29th, so that's another game to play. I'm currently playing Xenoblade Chronicles 2. I'm very early into it. I finished Definitive Edition of Xenoblade Chronicles 1, and I did the epilogue, Futures Connected. Spoiler alert, love the game. Love Xenoblade Chronicles 1. It's fucking great. I'm mad at myself for never playing this game until now. The Definitive Edition, beautiful. Big step up in visuals from the original game, so maybe it's a good thing that I didn't play it right away. But 2, visually it looks beautiful. I think the gameplay is super 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 fun. Like I said, the visuals very pretty, very more anime stylish. So the story very anime-ish. I'm still very early in. It's keeping me engaged. I don't know if I'll like it more than the first game story, but it's keeping me engaged so far. I'm on chapter 3. I'm at the very start of chapter 3, so I can't really say much yet. One thing I hate about this game, combat's great too. I love the combat system of this. One thing I hate about this game, my sole issue with it, the fucking map. The navigation in this game is god-awful, but we'll talk about that later. But so I'm playing 2, and then there's a prequel game that comes with 2, or that came out after a part of like the expansion pass stuff, called Torna, the Golden Country or the Golden Kingdom or something like that. It's a prequel. It's set 500 years before the events of 2. So you're supposed to play 2 first, because if you play Torna first, it spoils things in the plot of 2. So like you're not supposed to know these things prior to 2. So it's gonna reveal some shit. So playing the prequel is just like living through like whatever events are so connected with Xenoblade Chronicles 2. You can see why it is how it is. So I think that's cool. And then once we do that, I can start Xenoblade 3. So maybe after I finish 2 in Torna, I'll review those games. And then we'll do 3 once I'm done with 3. But that'll probably be the next review. I think next time I'll probably do like the What's in the Brew. And I think Ryan has a What's in the Brew cooking up too. So we'll see how it goes. But anywho, I'm rambling. I'm drunk. I'm going to play some more Xenoblade Chronicles 2 actually right now. Love you guys. Thank you for listening. As always, thanks for all the love and support, and we will catch you next time. This has been Drink Tasting. Have a good night. Boom!